production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
I think I just didn't realize how pressurized the situation would be. Competitions have a completely unique atmosphere. It's not like turning up and doing a recital where you can really feed off of the audience. You know, you walk into usually a silent church or concert hall, and often there's no applause afterwards, and you can sort of feel the tension crackling in the air, and you know that you're playing a performance, as much as you try to forget it, that's being judged. Whereas when you play a recital, you know that people have come to enjoy themselves. So I think that really threw me for a loop the first time. I just wasn't prepared for that. The second time, I knew what I was getting into. So that was fine. And then by the time we came around to the third one, this last one, I felt not very nervous at all, really.
Well, that's why they say third time's the charm. Anne-Elise Smoot won her third competition, playing for the American Guild of Organists in Denver in 1998. Anne grew up in Philadelphia, studied with Thomas Murray at Yale University, later at the Royal Academy of Music in London, and has been staying on in London for the past 7 years, competing successfully in the real world, too. Anne-Elise Smoot and four other young performers, Heather Hinton, Peter Krasinski, Justin Bischoff, and John Schwant, will show their award-winning form for us today and prove that they can deliver when the pressure is on. It's not like a recital or a concert. The energy is unusual, the tension palpable, and the rewards, well, for them and for us, very, very real. Today, it's young musicians playing for the prize. Do stay with us. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams.
The first competition I did was a couple of years ago in Dublin, and as it was my first one, I didn't really do all that well, so that was a useful learning experience. And then I've done another one. I did St. Albans, which is an English competition. I made it to the final and got third prize. So each one has been better and better, and then this is the third one that I've done. I guess I was about 12 when I had my first organ lessons.
And what was it about the instrument that was fascinating to you?
I think at first it was the idea of playing with your feet, which I found sort of funny somehow, and I thought it looked very complicated, and I thought, wow, that would be amazing to be able to play with your hands and feet at the same time. The older I got, the more I realized that there was just a wealth of fantastic repertoire out there that spanned more centuries probably than any other instrument.
Let's take an unusual piece from the 1920s in Chicago. You can actually sort of hear the car horns and the bustle of urban life right from the very beginning. And you'll also have plenty of opportunity to check out some pretty slick pedal playing. What Anne-Elise was intrigued by in her youth is something she has to put to work for us today. Anne-Elise Smoot performing the Fast and Sinister movement from Leo Sowerby's Organ Symphony in G. This recorded during the American Guild of Organists National Young Artists Competition in Denver in 1998. of like a hot time in the old town tonight, the Fast and Sinister movement, the middle movement from Leo Sowerby's Symphony in G, definitely American music. Annalise Smoot, an American organist, performed for us there in the final round of the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Young Artists Competition. Annalise Smoot took first prize in the AGO competition in 1998. Though you hail from Philadelphia, you've been living in England. Well, that piece doesn't sound like London at all, does it? It's definitely Chicago.
Yeah, it was very different from anything I'd learned in the past few years. And not an easy piece to bring off. In that respect, it's a very good competition piece, because if you play everything religiously as written on the page, I think it's a complete failure, really. You have to really jazz it up and do a lot of things with it. It's also a good piece for testing one's command of registration, managing the organ. So it was different. I worked on it with Gillian Weir, and she was incredibly helpful because it had me flummoxed at first. But it was fun. I enjoyed playing it on the Montview instrument very much.
As you definitely should. Annalise Smoot, winner of the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Competition. She has a new compact disc available, issued on the JAV label. You can find that on the web, greatorgancds.com. All one word, greatorgancds.com. For Annalise Smoot's new compact disc, we'll hear from her again later in our program. The American Guild of Organists has two competitions at its biennial conventions every other year, one for the repertoire and the other for improvisations, where the challenge is to play from the blank page, as it were. Take submitted themes and nothing else, and more or less instantaneously create something from them. Well, maybe it's not quite instantaneously. The competitors have 45 minutes to digest the themes and think about them. But they can't play at a keyboard. They just have to look at them and ponder, and then off into fantasy land. New York City recitalist Justin Bischoff didn't waste any time. Once he sat down at the console of the Morrell Kimball organ at Denver's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, Justin was ready to go. Listen to the little theme first, and then the torrent of music generated from it. Justin Bischoff, improvising in competition in Denver, Colorado. There you had a fantasy toccata improvised by Justin Bischoff at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Denver. His performance part of a national competition in organ improvisation sponsored by the American Guild of Organists. Justin Bischoff took second place in Denver in 1998, but when the competition was run in Seattle in the year 2000, he won first prize. Let's return to Denver, again at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. The improvisation competition finalist number three was Peter Krasinski. He hails from Boston, took this little theme. And did this with it. Another improvisation, this one by Peter Krasinski of Boston, who performed in competition at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Denver during the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Festival held in Colorado that year. Peter Krasinski placed third in the improvisation competition. We wish him well in future such endeavors. The organ at Denver's Catholic Cathedral is, at its heart, a 1912 Kimball instrument, which in 1996 was revised to its present 46 ranks and specifically French flavor. All this done by the local firm of Morell and Associates. We will hear more from this instrument when we return to the cathedral for another improvisation at the end of our broadcast. I'm Michael Barone. We're featuring young American organists who are playing for the prize on this edition of Pipe Dreams.
I started with piano, and there was a very fine organist in the church where I grew up. So I was lucky to hear wonderful organ music every Sunday. And my piano teacher was very supportive of my starting the organ when I was about 12, as she was an organist herself. I know not all piano teachers are thrilled when their pupils want to learn the organ, but she was always very supportive. So I guess I was about 12 when I had my first organ lessons.
This is again Annalise Smoot, who was the 1998 winner of the American Guild of Organists Young Artists competition. Annalise didn't really take the organ seriously until she was in the second year of her college studies at Yale University, where Thomas Murray apparently got through to her. She's been on the organ bench ever since, as it were. Living in London for the past 7 years, studied at the Royal Academy of Music. She has since also married Martin Baker, who is the assistant organist at Westminster Abbey. We're going to hear Anne next in a piece by César Franck. It's one of his most intense and cerebral works. You might even say it's brooding and disturbed. It's titled Prayer.
There are so many different interpretations that are possible. For me, I think it starts very meditatively. Franck himself was a very gentle sort of person, much loved by his students. He played with a lot of rhythmic freedom, and the opening of the piece, to me, is a very introspective prayer. I think as the piece goes on and we head towards C-sharp major rather than C-sharp minor, the prayer becomes more insistent and more urgent, which is what I tried to convey in my playing. And I don't think it ends in a terribly restful or content sort of way. It's very much open-ended. It sort of dies away, fades away, exhausted, rather than comes to a nice, serene conclusion.
Here is Prayer by César Franck, performed in competition by Annalise Smoot. might think of that as a musical portrait of a soul at work. A piece by César Franck titled Prayer. Annalise Smoot played it for us during the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Young Artists Competition in Denver. She was performing upon a 1957 Reuter pipe organ at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church. Ms. Smoot took first prize in the AGO competition in 98, in no small part, I dare say, because of the eloquence and the poetic intensity of her interpretation of that piece. That's just my opinion, of course, but the judges seem to have agreed. I've been covering AGO competitions since 1980, and I find it interesting that at Denver in 1998, all three of the finalists were women, and in Seattle in the year 2000, the winner was a woman, Ji-Yun Choi, as was the winner in 1996.
Heather Hinton, the previous winner, was the first woman to win the competition, I think, since the 1970s. I think it just happened to be on this occasion that the three women got through and the four men didn't. I wouldn't necessarily read anything into it more than that. But I do think that there are more women playing the organ now than there were perhaps 10, even 20 years ago.
And playing it very well. In fact, here in our recording from the 1998 AGO convention is 1996 AGO National Competition winner Heather Hinton performing the Heroic Sonata by Joseph Jongen. in recital at Welsher Presbyterian Church on South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Heather Hinson has performed the Sonata Eroica by Joseph Jongen of Belgium. Heather was winner of the 1996 American Guild of Organists National Young Artists Competition, held in the AGO's centennial year in New York City. We heard her in recital in Denver, a native of Louisiana. She studied with James David Christie at Wellesley College in Massachusetts and with David Higgs and Russell Saunders at the Eastman School in Rochester, New York. And now she's organist at Second Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. Here she was playing a 1979 Cassavant organ of 55 ranks at Welsher Presbyterian Church in Denver. Thanks to Susan Tattersall for assisting in making that recording. We're listening to young musicians in their 20s showing their stuff. I'm Michael Barone with American organists playing for the prize on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Well, we're back at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Denver, and the final round of the American Guild of Organists National Improvisation Competition of 1998. John Schwantz played there, a scherzo improvisation. John grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, where the organ scene was fertilized by the venerable Miriam Duncan and her studio at Lawrence University Conservatory. John studied there with George Damp, then with John Ferguson at St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota. And it's there that John Schwantz really polished his improvisational skills. Recently, he has been pursuing a doctorate with Professor Larry Smith at Indiana University, Bloomington. Let's listen as John Schwantz takes us through a chain of variations on the theme of the hymn tune Michael by Herbert Howells. We open with fanfares, then explore the English pastoral style of Ralph Vaughan Williams, have some hints of the Baroque and the mystical poetry of Jean Langlais, and then a big toccata finale. John Schwantz won the American Guild of Organists 1998 improvisation competition. Perhaps this is why. Variations on a Theme by Herbert Howells, created under pressure at the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Competition in Organ Improvisation. Our soloist was John Schwant of Appleton, Wisconsin, well, also presently in residence at Bloomington, Indiana, where he's working on a doctorate at the university. John Schwant took first prize in the 1998 AGO Improvisation Competition. Our performance here recorded at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Denver. Along with fellow improvisation competitors Justin Bischoff and Peter Krasinski, and AGO Performance Competition winners Heather Hinson and Annalise Smoot, John has shown us what it's like to be playing for the prize. And the prize is not insubstantial in these competitions. I expect Annalise Smoot speaks for all of the young artists today when I queried her about her fascination with the pipe organ, this king of instruments.
The organ is like an orchestra at your fingertips that's often found in a very beautiful building in a wonderful acoustic. Organs are as many and as varied as there are people. You can walk into a church or a concert hall and hear a different instrument every time. Different players will make the same instrument sound completely different, so you're never going to get the same sound twice. Plus, there's such a wonderful amount of repertoire from all different centuries. I mean, there's something to tickle anybody's fancy.
And tickle we do, at least I hope so, each week with these Pipe Dreams broadcast. For information about the American Guild of Organists, its competitions, and its several hundred chapters all around the country with events scheduled throughout the year, check on their website at agohq.org. You can link to the AGO from our website also. We are at pipedreams.org, where you'll find information about the instruments and the performers here featured. This program, number 2039, was titled Playing for the Prize. Also, check out our three Pipe Dreams compact discs, one of them quite new on the scene, Pipe Dreams Premieres, Volume 2, with some fresh new sounds. If you wish information through the mails, write us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Again, do mention program 2039, specifying this broadcast. Tell us to which station you are listening when you communicate with us. We'd like to know where you are. Also, for those of you who are sending us notes, include a stamped self-addressed envelope for the return mail if you expect any sort of answer from us. We need that efficiency. And again, our website, the ultimate efficiency, is at pipedreams.org, where you can even rehear this program at any time. Pipe Dreams broadcasts are made possible by a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, by Public Radio International Network affiliates, and by your support of this station. They were playing for the prize today, five superbly talented organists at the beginnings of what I hope will be important and satisfying careers. But to my mind, when young musicians get interested in organ music, the prize is something all of us share. We are all winners. I'm Michael Barone. For Pipe Dreams, thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.